What do we have in our news this morning, Cats?
It's a title that no community wants, but Evansville and Vandenberg County.
Oh, hold on. I think I know it. Can I get a drum roll, Cat Michaels?
Sure.
All right, so we have a new title here, Cat Michaels. Mm-hmm. What do we have?
We are number one when it comes to meth labs seized in Indiana.
Yay!
Congratulations. I saw this. I shared this from 14's news Facebook page. I'm very excited for the state of Indiana. And this is great for our show, and I'll tell you why, Cat Michaels. Because people enjoy meth news. And meth heads are like the one group of people where it's like okay to hate them.
And okay to make fun of them and okay. Nobody gets mad.
Exactly.
Except for the meth heads.
Yeah, and the meth heads don't even know how to make a phone call anyway. And even if they do, you can call the radio station as many times as you want to. No one's going to care if you complain.
Right.
It's really no big deal.
We're all just going to laugh at you.
So, congratulations to, is it just Vandenberg County?
It's Evansville and Vandenberg County.
Oh my goodness, this is such great news. Take a bow. Take a toothless bow, Evansville.
My roommate and I were talking about this last night, and he had a valid point. He's like, how are we the number one in meth and number one in obesity if you do meth, you're not fat?
The answer is very simple. Big boy. You're tipping the scales.
Oh, okay.
All right. Indiana State Police released the numbers on Friday. There were 28 labs found in Posey County in 2011.
Congratulations, Posey County. You should be very proud of yourselves. Very nice.
25 in Gibson County.
Gibson County represents. Congratulations, Gibson. Nice job.
6 in both Pike and Spencer counties.
All right. Well, try harder next year. Still a good job, though. Better than none.
In Warwick County.
Come on, Warwick. Pick up the pace a little bit.
In Vandenberg County. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
In 2011, in Vandenberg County, there were 116 meth labs.
Oh, my goodness.
We win!
Congratulations to Vandenberg County. This is huge news.
We're like the Super Bowl champions.
We appreciate it. Yes, we are exactly like that. So, you know, here's what Evansville is known for to the world. We're number one in meth. Congratulations. We're number one obese. We're the most obese, overweight city in the entire world. And we are number one divorced. We have the highest divorce rate.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know about that last one.
Nationally, elite. We're in the top two.
Wow.
And this is what we're known for. This is what people see us. They see us as some toothless, unlovably fat city.
There were 45 more labs in Vandenberg County than the next highest county.
That's amazing.
And then Indiana State Police, this will blow your mind. I don't know if you saw these numbers or not, but Indiana State Police say there were more than 360 children that were found in meth lab homes in 2011. That's about 100 children more than the year before. And in 2011, there was one child in the state killed, 2 hurt, 51 adults were injured. 74% of these labs were one-pot meth labs.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know if you heard about this or not. This happened in Oregon. These 3 mushroom pickers were lost for 6 nights in the forest.
Did not hear about this.
Of Southwest Oregon with no food. They were considering eating their dog.
Aww.
And they used the screen on their dead cell phone and the blade of a knife to flash a signal at a helicopter pilot who found them.
Wow.
So this guy and his wife and his son,
and
they're all
dog.
In the hospital and the dog. They were in the hospital. And I guess they had spent the nights huddled in a hollowed out log to protect them from the elements with nothing to eat. They considered eating their pit bull for food. The man is quoted as saying, "She's that good a dog, she'd have done it too." Like, you know, she would have made the decision to let them eat her because it was going to save them. I think these people are out of their minds. Here's the crazy part. They were about 5 football fields away from a road, and they were a mile away from their vehicle.
Something tells me that this is, this was an excuse to eat the dog. Like, they was
a mile away from their vehicle, but they were so turned around that they couldn't figure out where to go or how to get there.
You say mushroom pickers. I thought originally you were talking about, like, people that wanted drugs.
No, no, no. They hunt wild mushrooms that are edible.
Oh.
And safe to be eaten.
That's why I thought it was so funny. Mushroom pickers are just...
No, they go out, they collect them, and then they actually sell them.
Oh.
That is another thing that you can put into the bad hobby column, if you ask me. Hunting mushrooms? That's a stupid thing to do.
I don't do it. I've done it before.
You've done that before? Why would you do that?
There are a lot of people around here that hunt mushrooms.
But why? Well, there's a lot of people on here that do meth, too.
Well, because there are a lot of people that will eat them. Morels are apparently tasty to some people. I don't care for them.
Just buy them at the store.
Yeah.
I get you a can of mushrooms if you want a cat.
Okay, can you get morel mushrooms at the store? You can't.
Well, the big old variety can. I don't know, they have different sizes and shapes. You can eat all...
They're not the same kind of mushrooms. And first of all, I don't eat mushrooms.
I'll even order you a pizza and extra mushrooms for Cat Michaels.
All right, big boy. I'll try to be sure that I get a piece of that pizza before you eat it all.
You can dig through the cheese and hunt for all the mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't hunt for mushrooms because I get poison ivy too easily.
Big boy and I are actually going to go hunting for pizza after the show.
All right, well, good. When you find some, let me know.
We're going to get our guns and we're gonna sneak up on some pizza. Here's a pizza. Shh, stop laughing, big boy. Got one.
Got
me a pizza.
Still his pizzas. He's money too.
I'm not hunting people. I'm hunting pizza.
Oh.
Grief. Celebrity news.
I don't know, Rob. We might not make it. I'm going to have to eat you. We're going to have to eat Nemo.
No.
I don't want to eat Nemo, but I have to.
There's not much meat there.
He's already tiny. Halfway gone anyway.
Well, according to TMZ, CeeLo Green hit up an Indianapolis strip club in the wee hours Thursday morning. Hey.
All right, I can believe that.
And dropped some 10 grand in cash.
Really?
Yeah, apparently he walked in and there's a quote. He walked in and said that he wanted a lap dance from the baddest bees in the place.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I tell Big Boy and I roll into strip clubs.
I'll tell you, I don't like that guy very much, but I have a little respect for him now.
Yeah, we walk into strip clubs. Where's the baddest bees? We want lap dances.
Get on his lap.
Okay. Crowd control.
Get on this lap. All 10 of you. Give me the 10 baddest bees. You can all sit on my lap.